This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. At 5:40 every day, we do a community spotlight where we talk about things going on. And specifically, what's going on today is something involving Ameren. And here to talk about what that is, and we'll explain that in a moment, is Kenny Blum, the Ameren Community Relations Coordinator, and Dayetta Jones, the Ameren Division Director covering the Galesburg area. Welcome to the both of you.
Well, thanks a lot, Will.
Thank you, Will.
To say this shortly and succinctly, you're really just changing out a bunch of light bulbs.
That's right. It's a Bright in the Block event. I'll let Dayetta describe a little bit of it, but we've got quite a few. But it's not just our Ameren employees that'll be volunteering today.
It's others in the community too, right?
Yeah, we do. We have representation from Knox College and from Carl Sandburg College. I've got to thank the police department, the fire department, the first responders. For making this a go. I mean, Dad, I'll kind of talk to you. I'll turn it over to you to talk about why we're even doing this.
Yeah, let's back up a minute and first tell me what this program is and how it came about.
Okay. Bright in the Block is a volunteer effort through our Ameren Cares program to replace residential port lights with LEDs. Bright in the Block allows Ameren, Illinois, an opportunity to partner with neighborhood organizations, some of the local volunteers that Kenny just mentioned, law enforcement, the fire department, community officials, to make a positive impact in the community. Safety and energy efficiency are our main objectives, and these new porch lights will better illuminate the neighborhood, helping to promote safety. The LEDs also have a longer lifespan, and they're more energy efficient than the older incandescent bulbs or even the CFLs. So residents won't have to worry about replacing these new LED bulbs for a long, long time.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's kind of a dual purpose. One, safety. Two, you know, you save a few cents just on the bulb on the front porch. Is that right?
Exactly, Will. That's exactly right.
And Kenny, talk a little bit about where you're doing this. And this is we're taping this earlier in the afternoon, but it's going on as we speak. And,
right.
And tell me where this is and how you identify this area.
Our staging area, Will, is at Tot Lot Park, which is down at 600 West Tompkins Street, kind of in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor, when I had lunch with him here a couple weeks ago, he identified the area as being an area that could use a little more light. For security and so forth, and that neighborhood area is right around the west of the Academy and south of South Street, and then other key streets are Barron, Holt, Tompkins areas over there. We did a door hanging event last week where we went door to door putting door hangers on folks' residents on their doors promoting the event. If they're interested in having an LED and having us change it out there to check a box, we'll change it out for them today. If they're not home, or maybe they didn't check the box, we're going to leave the light on the porch for them anyway.
I was going to say, I can't imagine that a lot of people would say no to this, but do they?
Well, I don't know why they would either, because let's face it, the incandescent light bulb was invented 138 years ago by Thomas Edison. And about a year and a half ago, they stopped manufacturing what is still the most popular light bulb in anybody's home is the 60-watt light bulb. But since they're not making it anymore, you can still buy it. They're still on the shelves.
Yeah.
But once they're gone, they're gone. So, see, Dad, I do know a little bit about this. My dad sold commercial and industrial lighting for 30 years. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
He told me a few of these things. But the CFL was the next step, and that uses 75% less energy, and it lasts 10 times longer than the incandescent light bulb. The LED, which is the latest out there, uses 85% less.
Wow.
It lasts 25,000 hours.
How long is that? I haven't done the math.
Well, that's probably 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, the incandescent light bulb lasts about 750. You know, so Ameren is very energy conscious. We have a website called actonenergy.com that promotes a lot of our incentives. But if you were to just go here in town to Lowe's, Menards, some of the Ace and True Value hardware stores, even the Walmarts.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the lighting section for the Ameren Illinois discount, we've discounted these down to make them very affordable for everyone.
Yeah, I've noticed that as I've been in the stores lately. So, Dayetta, how wide of a program is this? I imagine that this is not the only block in Galesburg this will be done, or really the only community this will be done. Is that
no,
right?
No, not at all. We're doing this across the entire Ameren, Illinois service territory. So we serve 40,000 square miles in the state of Illinois, and so these events are taking place across that territory. We can't hit every community, but we are hitting a lot of the main communities in our service territory.
Now, this is a pretty, I guess, a pretty segmented area of Galesburg you're in today. Will you be back here doing this in the future, or what's kind of the long-term plan for this, I guess?
It's possible. We're going to get to some of the areas across the state first, but it might be that in the future we might come back to some of the communities if it goes over well in that area.
How long have you been doing this already?
We started earlier in the spring, so we've been out since the weather's gotten nicer and we can get out and make the exchanges.
Now, I have a LED bulb in my porch light, but what if I'm one of those people that really prefers one of those lights that tries to keep the bugs away?
I changed them all out except for those yellow bug lights out on the back patio and on the front porch. A buddy of mine who took over my dad's accounts at the lighting place where he used to work at, he said, well, didn't you change out those yellow bug lights? And I said, no, I don't want bugs. And he goes, Kenny, change them out. LEDs don't emit heat, and they don't have that certain wave pattern of light that bugs like. Well, I don't have any bugs.
So there you go. That's perfect. So in the future, you said you have a schedule and sort of a plan of how you're going to continue to do this. If there's a community or an area that thinks they might need some light bulbs and some increased safety in their area, is there a way with which that they can maybe ask somebody to come out or something like that?
I think it's more if they would like some more education on it is the key. Okay. In my department of community and public relations, we travel the state and we talk to Rotary clubs, Kiwanis groups, senior groups, even kids, not only how to be safe around electricity and around natural gas, but how to be more energy efficient. And I'd encourage them to go to AmernIllinois.com, and on our homepage, it says community. Drop-down box says Speakers Bureau. We'll book up a time to come out and give a free talk to your group. Not a problem.
All right. With that, we're out of time. Kenny Blum and Dayetta Jones with Ameren, Illinois. Thanks for doing this today, and thanks for coming in and talking with us about it.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Sports is coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News.